This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. As usual, we have 1 hour and we have much to cover today, and I wanted to kind of go over what's going on in the United States of America again, and it's not good, America. Minneapolis installs Sharia hotline for hate speech snitches. That's what it says. Minneapolis installs Sharia hotline for hate speech snitches. Now, isn't this interesting? And we keep coming back to the same point quite often. Why is it that your representatives are empowering your enemies illegally within the United States of America? How is it that the DHS has redefined the meaning and the word terrorist to apply to you and me, America? Well, I've been telling you this for years. Minneapolis installs Sharia hotline for hate speech snitches. Now, folks, I want you to listen carefully. I'm looking at a picture right now. This is called treason. I'm looking at a picture of Minneapolis Mayor Betsy Hodges. Read Article 3, Section 3. She's at a meeting with Somali Muslims wearing a hijab, okay, in April of 2014. We've seen after the Britain attacks by the Muslims in England that for some reason or another, Justin Trudeau, Janet Merkel, and this criminal, Betsy Hodges, showing their support for those that committed the act of terror against the innocent in a mosque. Folks, the city of Minneapolis has set up a hotline for residents to report suspected hate crimes, including speech and actions, according to statements on the city's website. Folks, this is a huge lawsuit. This is a huge violation of those that are to uphold the Constitution, in which stand guilty of assaulting and tearing down and etching away and encroaching upon your God-given rights. Let me remind you, America, your rights did not come from the state as privileges. They came from the hand of God. And if you want to remain a free people, then you better stand up and magnify God's moral law against those that are committing the crimes against we the people. Namely, in this particular situation, your said representatives. Again, the city of Minneapolis has set up a hotline for residents to report suspected hate crimes, including speech and actions. Now, I told you, I brought up the old Roman senator, I believe he was, Tacitus. He said, if you want to find out who means to rule over you, find out what you cannot speak out against. And find out what you can't speak against. Find out what you can't talk about. Now, we've seen this systematically and methodically, friends, through the homosexuals. Now it's to the Muslims, which I warned you of. And now we're here today. And what they're doing at length, friends, is they're setting up people that will voluntarily turn in their neighbors to authorities. Do you not see where this is going? The city, which will operate the service through its 311 helpline, is targeting any harassing behaviors motivated by prejudice. Folks, this is what they're guilty of. This is what the homosexuals are guilty of. This is what the atheists are guilty of. This is what the communists are guilty of. But yet again, what they want to do is they want to take the innocent and they want to accuse them of the crimes that they themselves are guilty of. Going on, according to the local newspaper, the Star Tribune, they call it the Star, friends, the communist star here in the state of Minnesota. The announcement comes amid signs of a recent surge of such incidents affecting Muslims and Jews across the country, many of which go unreported. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But I want you to remember, friends, the governor of this state recorded, went down in history as the worst senator in the history of America, Senator Mark Dayton. We all know he has ties to the Clintons, and we all know that he has ties to Soros. But I want you to remember, just a couple years back when all these illegals were coming in to resettle in St. Cloud, Minnesota, the people of that city got together and told the governor of the state, we do not want these people in this country, nor do we want them in this state. The governor of that state, this state, Minnesota, I'm broadcasting nationally, friends, told the people in St. Cloud that if you don't like them coming here, then maybe you should move. I've reiterated the point that you have mayors masquerading, folks, as representatives when in fact they're committing the act of a felony against we the people by bringing forth sanctuary cities to harbor these illegals into this country on your dime. It is the representatives in this country, friends, that are committing the act of treason against you and me. And until you come to the term and with terms that that is what's going on in this country, friends, I want to tell you something. You're lost. You're lost. And might I go back to September 11, 2001? Since September 11, 2001, America, you have been under attack. And for some reason or another, you have your so-called self-proclaimed representatives actually empowering your enemy to take place in this country. And by the way, if you can't see the finger of God in perfect judgment, America, I'm going to bring you to Scripture as well, where it tells us in Deuteronomy 28, verse 50, that a nation of a fierce countenance which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. Might I add that they will be made the head and you the tail. Friends, and I can give you translation after translation concerning and considering which version that I'm reading, but none of it's good, America. You are not under the blessings of God in this country. I just wanted to shake you awake so you can understand that you are in serious trouble in this country. I'm highlighting right now, friends, Minneapolis installs Sharia hotline for hate speech snitches. And I'm looking at a picture of the mayor of Minneapolis, Betsy Hodges, and she is wearing in a mosque at a Somalian meeting with Muslims in Minneapolis in 2014, wearing a hijab, friends. What is it? What don't we get here, America? What don't we understand? And what is it, friends? Is it these representatives? No! They're a part of the problem. But the fact of the matter is, God is repaying America to their face for the atrocities committed against heaven and mankind to their face. Leviticus 26. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to come right back to this, talking about Minneapolis installs Sharia hotline for hate speech snitches.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rick Godley, host of Ground Rules from the Playbook on ESPN 97.7 Radio in Ruston, Louisiana, with words of encouragement for the Sons of Liberty Radio Network. As they stand not only firm in the faith once delivered to the saints, but they're taking Jesus at his word and storming the gates of hell to set other captives free. Remember, when the Messiah returns, he's looking for a certain kind of faith. Read Luke 18:8 yourself and believe what you read. Don't read what you believe.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Yeah, with yours truly, Bradley Dean. You can check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, please do. That is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. And or if you'd like to jump on our Twitter account, it is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1, for what it's worth. And you can give us a call at any time over the next hour if you'd like. Three segments coming up, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, it's interesting. Sometime back, we're talking about what's going on here in Minneapolis. Minneapolis installs a Sharia hotline for hate speech snitches. And it's interesting to know, friends, that they are blatantly now turning it on the American people. In other words, you better shut up about those illegals coming into the United States of America. So they're going to go ahead and set this up in Minneapolis as a hotbed, and they're going to take it for a trial to see how it works. They're going to see if the people just roll over in the face of what's going on, or they're going to test the people to see if they actually stand up. See, the communists, friends, they have a rule of thumb when it comes to dealing with the enemy, because that's who's behind all of this. It's that mentality, totalitarianism. But what it is if you feel their steel, retreat, say the communists. But if you feel that there is a mushroom or they're soft, continuously proceed. So America, listen to how they respond. It's a test, there's no doubt. But the fact of the matter is, again, what it comes down to is your sin is finding you out. Numbers 32, 23 in this country. Now, I want to say, America, when I'm looking at a mayor from Minneapolis named Betsy Hodges with a hijab on in a mosque conversing with Somalian Muslims here that mean to destroy we the people. And interestingly enough, I'm looking at a headline, Minneapolis installs Sharia hotline for hate speech snitches. I think it's pretty blatant as to who these people are working for, because they're no longer working for us. They've sold their souls and they're selling you along with them. Okay? And what we need to do is we need to get a hold of what's going on here, friends, because, again, I want to remind you, America, I'll be the first one to say it, I'm okay. You're under attack. You're under attack by them that you would call representatives. You shut them down, friends, and then what happens is those special interest groups behind them, they have to find someone else to replace them, and that's exactly the cycle the American people are caught up into today. You get rid of one, the next one comes in, gives a minute, he sells you down the line, does the same thing, sometimes even worse than the preceding representative. It's just a cycle that we need to deal with. But what we need to do is we need to deal with our representatives, and we need to shut down special interest groups. Again, friends, because that's what's bringing this in here is the American people's tolerance concerning the crimes against we the people. Now, I want you to listen to this again, friends. The city which will operate the service through its 311 helpline is targeting any harassing behaviors motivated by prejudice. Keep in mind, just this last winter, a Muslim walked into, in St. Cloud, I just highlighted this during the first segment, but he walked into, he dressed up as a security guard, he took two knives, and he walked in and randomly started stabbing people in their stores. An off-duty cop caught wind of what was going on, and he shot him dead, and he let him bleed out, and you can watch it out on film, friends. But America, these people are giving, they're given permission to do what they want here, and you have representatives that want to incriminate you if you dare stand out against their crimes against we the people. And we're seeing this more and more and more and more in the United States. To all of you Muslims, you need to understand the same thing that I told the homosexuals, the sodomites. You're being used as a political battering ram for a political end. And then you're going to be taken out. Folks, this is how the enemy works. All these demographics, all these people that are being used to upend our sovereignty, America, at end's length, they're dispensable. Get rid of them. Take them out. They're the first ones taken out. And then it goes up the ladder, and then one guy thinks he wants absolute control, and then you see another war, and then one wins it, and then you see another war, and then the numbers get smaller and smaller, and then the guy that thought he won the day and has absolute power finds out he loses his soul to Satan, who deceived him into doing the things that he was doing in the first place. That's just the fact of the matter. I want to give this number to you. The city which operates the service through its 311 helpline is targeting any harassing behaviors motivated by prejudice. That is, if it's not a homosexual, that is, if it's not an atheist, a communist, an Antifa member, a Black Lives Matter, or a Muslim. Okay, that's where we're at today. But this list will keep growing. Now, those wishing to report a hate crime from outside the city may dial. Here, I want to give you the phone number. It's 612-673-3000. If you want to report harassing behaviors motivated by prejudice, you might want to call them, 612-673-3000, and begin to report the crimes of those that are here illegally. That's their first crime. Okay? So go ahead and tell them who's committing the crime. By the way, for those that did not know, did you know that the homosexuals also put up a hotline, too, for anti-hate, bigotry, for hate speech, for homophobia? Did you know that? Did you know that 50% of the calls came in from other homosexuals abusing other homosexuals? I mean, folks, this is how a system caves in on itself, all by design. Now, I want you to listen to this as well. The city's Department of Civil Rights clearly states on its website that it only enforces hate crimes against certain protected classes. Folks, they are telling on themselves. Look at who those protected classes of people are, and you'll find out who's behind those creating policies to shut you up, to incriminate you. That protected class of people, friends, are the guilty party of committing crimes against we the people. You need to understand this. A city official further indicated the impetus for the hate crimes hotline was the election of President Trump and that the targets would be his supporters. Do you see what's going on here? Michelle Bachmann, former congressman from Minnesota, decried the new hotline as a form of fascism in which citizens are encouraged to turn in their neighbors for holding opinions deemed forbidden by the state. So what they're doing, friends, is they're setting up policies to incriminate you against them that are illegally here in the first place. This is an attack on your free speech. These are also the same people trying to disarm you. These are the same people that are telling you that you cannot say the name of Jesus. These are the same people, folks, etc., dot, 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 for a million times more. She said, Michelle Bachmann did, such prior restraints are not allowed under the Constitution and would not hold up in court. Folks, this is a pretended authority. You need to deal with corrupt politicians, America. You need to deal with those that are here illegally because you're finding that those corrupt representatives, those corrupt politicians, friends, are working to empower your enemy against you and yours. Period. Period. You know, it's funny, I don't get attacked by all these homosexuals anymore. It's funny how they're not getting the support that they hope to garner. Now they see that they're just kind of well thrown to the side. Huh? Just like I said they would be. Now it's on to the next group of people they want to win power against, we the people. Now we're talking about the Muslims who are on the heels of the homosexuals. And we're seeing this on a global scale. Demoralize them first, then plunder their countries. I mean, folks, in America, you've accepted not only the demoralization, but also the fact that you've given government sanctions. You've allowed them to sanction the murder of the innocent and the womb. I mean, you're talking about self-destruction. I mean, it's like each American that stands back and does nothing is there to pull the trigger that blows a hole in the bottom of our ship. Michelle Bachmann said such prior restraints are not allowed under the U.S. Constitution, it would not hold up in court concerning what they're doing in Minneapolis. The point is why are they doing it? Hate speech hotlines operate as government enforcement of fascism, said Michelle Bachmann. They are a denial of free speech and the very definition of government censorship. Exactly right. Looking for government informants to rat out speech, the government forbids, goes to the heart of denying American citizens our inalienable rights. Governments, capital letters, cannot do this under our Constitution. Well, who is the strength of that Constitution? You are, America. And first and foremost, what I would like to ask is, why is government acting in such a fashion anyways? You know who the government is, America. You are. Why are you acting in such a fashion to give these people a pass? Because if this was you or I doing anything contrary to these criminals, you'd be incriminated on the spot. But again, that's right. I'm sorry. Forgive me. The American people are under the delusion that those that serve we the people, for some reason, they get a pass. They're above that law. They're demigods. I can't find that in the Constitution, nor do I know that in the history of America. We're going to take a quick break. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands. thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know what we're talking about, friends. And I wanted to, well, for those that may be just joining us, Minneapolis installs Sharia hotline for hate speech snitches. Unconstitutional. I also wanted to let you know, headline news today, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, by the way. Allahu Akbar, cop stabbed in neck at a Michigan airport. This is just yesterday, friends. Reported today. Allahu Akbar, cop stabbed in neck at Michigan airport. Hello? Hello? Oh, by the way, what I wanted to highlight goes line upon line, precept upon precept. The city's mayor calls attack significant security event. Yeah, what are they doing here in the first place? That's the right question, and they're giving you the wrong answers. Let's go over to London real quick, friends. Just reported today. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. London attack lets Muslims argue world is against them. Is that not exactly what we're hearing from the mayors in the United States? From corrupt politicians in the United States? That they're somehow the victims? And I'm trying to figure that out because what I see these people responsible for, I don't see victim status in any sense of the word. But what I do hear, taking it back to the corrupt politicians, is them supporting these people at any length while the innocent victims actually go unheard. Daniel 9. Confusion to face. It's all there. Why? Because you've left off God. Period. I'm going to go back over. I'm just getting another thought here, something that was brought up the other day, and I want you to hear it because it's important that you hear it, because this is happening again on a global scale, friends. This isn't just happening in America. You've been long warned, friends, as to what's coming into America. Now it's here. And the only thing I can do is keep telling you the same thing. Folks, you've offended God. You've offended God. You've offended God. As I was just saying, friends, these people are being sold as the victims, yet I have the UK, Greece, Germany, Paris, Italy, Netherlands, USA, Sweden, Hungary, Bulgaria, Spain, Belgium, Denmark, Serbia, and Australia. I have all these countries in front of me showing the destruction that lays in wake behind these people, friends. Of course, because that's what they came from. You think that's not what they're going to bring with them? My goodness, friends. Here, I want you to listen to this and tell me who would say something like this. Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran, the Muslim book of scripture, should be the highest authority in America, and Islam the only accepted religion on earth. Who would say something like that, America? I mean, this is craziness. This is Omar Ahmad. Founder on the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Listen to this one. Here's another one. If only Muslims were clever politically, they could take over the United States and replace its constitutional government with a caliphate. If we were united and strong, we would elect our own emir and give allegiance to him. Take my word, if 8 million Muslims unite in America, the country will come to us. Here's another one for you. This is, I'm not even going to try to say some of their names, friends. This is Ibrahim Hooper. He looks like an American treasonist is what he looks like, folks. He looks like an American with a little cap on the top of his head. He said, I wouldn't want to create the impression that I wouldn't like the government of the United States to be Islamic sometime in the future. Here's another one. This all coming from the victims, friends. This is through Dawah. Okay, this is his name. Khalid Yassin. We don't need to go to the Christians or the Jews debating with them about the filth which they believe. Wow. Look at Hassan al-Banna, the one that was united with Adolf Hitler back in the 20s and the 30s, who united and did Hitler's killing for him. It's the nature of Islam to dominate, not to be dominated, to impose its law on all nations and to extend its power to the entire planet. Really? Here's Hillary Clinton. Let's be clear. Islam is not our adversary. Muslims are peaceful and tolerant people and have nothing whatsoever to do with terrorism. Huh. Isn't that crazy? Looking at the CAIR, C-A-I-R, and we can see that they're in cahoots with corrupt politicians. Let's go back to Barack Hussein Obama. The future must not belong to those who slander the prophet Islam. Boy, this is rather suspicious, but very, very telling, is it not, America? Let's go to Adolf Hitler. The only religion I respect is Islam. The only prophet I admire is the prophet Muhammad, if he ever even existed, friends. Nancy Pelosi quotes Muhammad at National Prayer Breakfast. Here's another one. This is an interview on an Egyptian television. This is Yosef El-Kardawawi, or whatever his name is. Islam exists only because people fear being murdered if they leave. If they had gotten rid of the apostasy punishment, Islam wouldn't exist today. Opposing apostasy is what kept Islam to this day. In other words, the fear of consequence of leaving. Many of these CAIR operatives, by the way, friends, are convicted criminals with terrorist ties to Hamas. And also keep in mind, friends, that it is your CIA and your Defense Department, friends, that is funding wars in third world countries. And the list goes on and on and on and on and on. doing live radio, I just get these thoughts and I want to pull them up for you. Here's a poem read by Turkish PM Erdogan. He said, "The mosques are our barracks, the domes are helmets, the minarets are bayonets, and the faithful are soldiers." I mean, again, friends, you can't make up this stuff. And this is what is promised to a nation that has left off God's commandments, and you are seeing the fruit of it. And there's no debating away the truth, friends, because it is here. It is now a war in which you're going to have to deal with, and so are your kids, because you left off the warning 6 years ago. Is there time to reverse this? Yeah, there is. Yeah, there is. But it's not going to, hey folks, it's not going to, we're not going to get out of this one without paying the price. You can rest assured. So we have these crimes being committed by these people, and then we have representatives encouraging, even giving folks scripture, Muslim scripture, presidents that you've tolerated. The future must not belong to those who slander the prophet Islam, and you're to accept them. And if you don't, then guess what? Hey, friends, I got a question for you. What do these countries have in common? 1970, Saudi Arabia, the Grand Mosque seizure in Mecca. 1980s, Syria, Lebanon, Kuwait, Lebanon, Indonesia, Spain, Greece, Denmark, Turkey, Israel. 1990s, Egypt, China, Argentina, Yemen, United States. United States twice, India, Turkey, Israel twice, Argentina, the United Kingdom, Israel, Philippines, Algeria, Israel, Algeria, India, Israel, France, Croatia, Israel, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, China, Israel. Folks, the list goes on. That's just in the 1990s. The 2000s, Malaysia, Yemen, India, Indonesia, 2001, and then it goes 2002, and list at hundreds and hundreds. 2003, 2004, it increases, 2005, 6, 7, 8, 9, name country after country after country after country, all the way up until, I'm still going, friends, that's how fast I'm scrolling, 2016, and this is how many attacks have taken place. These are all 2017, Turkey, Iraq, France, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iraq, Pakistan, Egypt, Afghanistan, Iraq, Russia, Sweden, Egypt, France, United Kingdom, the list goes on. Up until June 9th of 2017, what do these hundreds and hundreds of countries have in common? I just listed from yours truly, Wikipedia, the list of Islamist terror attacks. And you have representatives in the United States of America attempting to defend the indefensible. And I just highlighted in Michigan alone, Allahu Akbar, cop stabbed in the neck at Michigan Airport. I just told you at the very offset of the show, friends, we have a treasonous mayor. No doubt, Article 3, Section 3. Again, look to the law, friends. I'm not just shooting this stuff from the hip. But we have Mayor Betsy Hodges at a mosque. Meeting with Somalian Muslims wearing a hijab in April of 2014. Just last 2 weeks ago, she was supporting Muslims again in a mosque, giving an official speech from a mosque in support of them. Didn't say a word about the victims. But now in Minneapolis, they're installing Sharia hotline for hate speech snitches. What is this all aimed at? How much more scriptural? How much more of a word of prophecy do you need, America? I don't care what the false prophets are saying inside of the church, saying, oh, God's going to spare America. While you're sitting there allowing all those babies to be chopped up in pieces and sold off, and your government knows it, and so does the church, you have the audacity to say that that is the word of the Lord. You have got to be out of your mind to dare the justice of God. Because, America, that's exactly what the false prophets are doing. So I don't care what they have to tell you. I'm telling you what Scripture says, and I'm telling you I'm right. He said it, I believe it, and that settles it. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm just highlighting much of what's going on in the United States of America today, and I want to highlight some more for you. Ayan Hirsi Ali said, Islam is not a religion of peace, it's a political theory of conquest that seeks domination by any means it can. Exactly. Hey, folks, here, let me put it this way for you. They're not under attack. You're under attack. They don't have the shield. They have the spear behind the shield. Remember when I warned of the homosexual agenda back in the 2000s, the beginning of the 2000s? I said they don't have the shield, they have the spear. Remember, Kevin Jennings himself, founder of GLSEN, he was Safe Schools Are, appointed by Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign sodomite agent himself. And he was the one, by the way, his icon was Harry Hay of NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association. Their logo and their slogan during gay pride parades was sex before eight, before it was too late. That's an organization that's monitored by the FBI. At least we're told that. But it's interesting, Kevin Jennings said that the homosexual agenda, it's not about being the victim, it's about us having our way. He said bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. It's the same thing the Muslims are doing. They're not the victims, they don't have this, they don't have the shield, they have the spear. So America, let's just keep this clear in our heads. They're attacking you. with the help of your corrupt politicians and sanctuary city felons called mayors. They're the ones enabling these people and strengthening these people to upend who we are as a people. This was PM of Great Britain, the Prime Minister William Gladstone. Here's a little history for you. He said, "The Quran, an accursed book," said he, "so long as there is this book, there will be no peace in the world." Why would he say something like that? Because they understood what it was about? I mean, folks, we can go. It gets so sick, some of the stuff these people do. I mean, I seen a video yesterday. Someone posted a video of Muslims waiting in line with a cup under the male genitalia of a camel to drink its urine because they believe it's good for their skin because the Prophet Muhammad told them so. What about them marrying young girls? I mean, if your religion promotes killing non-believers, beating women, punishing rape victims, or throwing acid on their face, by the way, or selling your daughters as wives at 12, you're not praying to the God above. You're praying to the God below. And it's so sick. And some of the things these people do, and you know what they call their laws, which run antithetical to God's? I mean, when their women are raped, the women are thrown in prison. Folks, I can go on and on and on and on with how backwards in these people's minds they are. The incest, the interbreeding. It goes on and on. And you know what's interesting is there's nothing worse than when you see someone post the homosexuals being victims to the Muslims. And what are you talking about? And by the way, I tried warning the homosexuals years ago, and that's when Rachel Maddow decided to twist my words and omit 45 seconds out of a statement of mine to accuse me of what I was warning them from. But isn't it interesting that the Muslims will, we're told, they'll throw homosexuals off the end of a building or they'll hang them. Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, that's not true. It may be used as a political narrative to set, a staged event, but overall, friends, many of these young boys are sodomized by pedophiles. This is the norm to these people. So the information that you have and the information that you're getting here, friends, is just completely true, untrue. And they're trying to put these people in a position of being the victims when in fact they are not. I don't know how many different ways I need to say it. And I don't need to reiterate it because I know I have smart listeners. But again, friends, I'm just trying to make clear what's happening in your country because I've learned long ago I can't change people. The only thing I can do is be faithful to God, give His word, and I can do no more. And so in saying that, I'm on my last segment here, and I'm just going to do what I'm called to do once again. And as I just said, give you what God says and why these things are happening in the country today. And I'm going to keep going back to it today and tomorrow and the week after and the month after and the year after until there's no more where either the message is rejected or it's accepted, where the Lord says, okay, now we're switching gears, they're not listening. And that's the history, folks. Unless you're like Nineveh, the history of mankind is learning the hard way. The history of mankind is learning when you don't have any more time to learn and respond. And why that is, I have no idea. But listen to this. Leviticus 26 Verse 13, I'm the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, bondage, that you should not be their bondmen. I've broken the bands of your yoke and made you to go upright. Interestingly enough, the first thing the Lord did is took the blood of the Paschal lamb, put it over the top of their door lintel, and what did He do? He sent forth a destroying angel to what? Deal with those that were oppressing His people. So we're a blood-bought people, both in the spiritual first and in the natural. Secondly, the second thing the Lord did was chain His people to His moral law in Exodus 20. See, because when a people know God's law and they keep it, they're a liberated people. And though we're saved by grace through faith and that not of ourselves, keep in mind we're a people that are created for good works. Okay? And people of faith understand that. That you show the world your faith by your works. That's a different topic. But going on, friends, you're liberated as you keep your eye on the author and the finisher of your faith. And also keep in mind, when we understand real grace, we seek to be free from sin, not entangled to it. And sin is the violation of God's moral law. We want our hands free. We want to be washed in the blood of Christ concerning any offense towards heaven. But listen to this. He said, "But if you will not listen unto me and will not do all these commandments," tell me that this is not America. "And if you shall despise my statutes, or if you shall abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all of my commandments, but that you break my covenant," listen to the first thing he said. "I will also do this unto you, saith the Lord." This is judgment. "I will even appoint over you terror. Your enemies shall sow your seed," "and you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemy shall eat it up." Who's eating up, folks? 65.8% of all Muslims coming into the United States are on cash welfare. 91.4% are on food stamps. "The Lord said after that, I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies." He said, "You shall be slain before your enemies, and they that hate you, America, shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth." Read Proverbs 28 as well. And then he said in verse 18, Leviticus 26, "If you will not yet for this listen to me, then I'll punish you seven times more for your sins. And I'll break the pride of your power. I'll make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass. Your strength shall be spent in vain, and your land shall not yield her increase. Neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits." And he said, "And I will walk contrary, if you want to walk contrary unto me and will not listen unto me, I'll bring seven times more plagues upon you according to your sins. I'll send beasts, which shall rob you of your children and destroy your cattle, make you few in number, and your highway shall be desolate." You've been to those little towns that used to be pretty well, they used to flourish, they used to multiply. They'd be towns of 25 to 35 to 4,500 people, and they're lucky if they got 1,500 people left in them. Isn't that interesting? And folks, the list goes on. And he said in verse 25, "And I will bring the sword upon you that shall avenge the quarrel of my covenant. And when you are gathered together within your cities," he said, "I'll send the pestilence." By the way, that means disease. Anybody ever take the time to go ahead and check out chemtrails, friends? You see them all the time. Isn't it interesting how many people are getting cancer? How they're sick of this, that disease, and every other thing that these corrupt doctors and pharmaceuticals can come up concerning the names of diseases. Well, the Lord said that I will send a pestilence among you, and you shall be delivered into the hand of the enemy. So America, is this a game that needs to be played with? Is God to be played with? Are we to dare his justice by leaving off his justice, by leaving off his commandments? Absolutely not. And those that are born of the Spirit of God understand that when you are saved, you move to the glory of God. Folks, we're going to take a 23-hour break, a much-needed one. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words, and we will talk at you soon. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya!
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.